This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The old tax or spend dance takes another whirl around the floor on Capitol Hill.
Permanent tax increases on job creators doesn't work to grow the economy. It's actually fueling the uncertainty that is hurting job growth right now.
Republican Congressman Paul Ryan believes the rich create jobs and so shouldn't be taxed.
The president looks for cash to diminish the deficit while the GOP holds the line on protecting those job creators, paying down the debt with someone's good looks. Tax or spend, choose your poison. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Paying down that debt, where's the money going to come from? The president turns over a few cards today. It's Monday, September 19th.
Right at the top of the news this morning, the president's plan. He'll unveil it this morning. It plans to reduce government spending by more than $3 trillion over the next decade. That's the administration's opening move in the deficit reduction talks that are being led by a congressional supercommittee. The plan includes $1.5 trillion in tax increases, primarily for the wealthy, and Republicans already firing back. Congressman Paul Ryan again here speaking to Fox News saying the president is playing politics with the rich.
It looks like the president wants to move down the class warfare path. Class warfare will simply divide this country more, will attack job creators, divide people, and it doesn't grow the economy.
We're going to talk more about the details of the president's plan with Todd Zwillick in a few minutes. Greece seems to be inching closer to a default. Budget reduction discussion talks have resumed. The Greek prime minister canceled a planned visit to the U.S. to stay home and deal with the crisis. And Asian markets have fallen on investor fears that Europe will not be able to come up with a plan to prevent Greece from defaulting.
And Wall Street futures are looking pretty miserable this morning as well. More on that a little bit later. Dozens of people have been killed in Yemen. Our partner, the BBC, says security forces in the capital, Sana'a, opened fire with machine guns on tens of thousands of anti-government protesters. At least 25 dead. Injured were hundreds more. One Yemeni activist tells our partner, the BBC, the violence amounts to crimes against humanity.
This was pre-planned, and they knew that these young people would be in the streets.
More than 100,000 demonstrators had gathered around government offices. British police have arrested seven people as part of a large anti-terror operation. Six men arrested in Birmingham are suspected of planning an act of terror in the UK. The seventh suspect was arrested for failing to disclose information.
A deal to release the two American hikers currently jailed in Iran has been delayed again. The judge whose signature is required on bail papers is now on vacation until tomorrow. And just in the past hour, Iranian state TV says five people working for the BBC have been arrested for filing negative news reports about Iran.
Federal officials say they've recovered flight data from the plane that crashed tragically into a crowded Reno air race over the weekend. National Transportation Safety Board member Mark Rosenkind tells NBC News a memory card from a video camera aboard the plane could also provide important clues about what went wrong.
This accident really did. It took an instant. It's going to take months for us to figure out what happened. And what's critical is not just what happened, but why.
The death toll from that crash has now risen to 9. The Transportation Safety Administration has fired 28 of its employees for failing to properly screen bags at Hawaii's Honolulu International Airport. And at the Emmys last night, the theme music from ABC's Modern Family, one of last night's big winners. Mad Men also did pretty well, and Martin Scorsese took home an Emmy. Modern Family took home 5 trophies, including its second award for Best Comedy. Asian markets are down this morning. European indices are down as well. Futures for Wall Street are also down. Dow gets underway at 11,509. The S&P opens at 1,216. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2306. Coming up this morning, cyborg technology, not just for the Terminator and RoboCop anymore. We'll talk about how real technological advances are mapping the human brain. And scientists are hoping to pair mapped information with technology to actually change the outside world using just impulses from the brain. But first, Republicans say it's class warfare. Will it solve the country's financial problems? And the president, he's going to speak later today about taxing millionaires. We'll talk about the way millionaires are taxed. It's a piece of President Obama's deficit bill. Will it fly? We'll find out later today. But we're going to talk about it in just a few minutes. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.